Blog Talk Radio.
Center. As we have, we've told you, there are now three airplanes that have crashed into major landmarks in our country, two into the World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon. Again, there's a fire on the Washington Mall. We don't know at this time if the fire was caused by another plane or it was set by somebody on the ground. We're also closing New York City, and federal investigators are in a high terrorist alert.
Rough road riding, high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Trade Center number two, the one that is on the south, that is difficult to make out through the debris and smoke, but it does appear that a portion, the top portion of the building, has collapsed down to the streets below.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable what we have seen here. The debris and smoke just covering the entire portion of lower Manhattan.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Again, I can also tell you that the entire nation is on a terrorist alert right now. FBI offices all across the country are on alert.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. Born free.
9:40 p.m. Benghazi time, 3:40 Eastern. Agents in Building C of the compound and the Tactical Operations Center hear gunfire and explosions at the front gates. An agent sees on his cameras that show the perimeter of the compound dozens of armed men flowing into the compound. The attack is underway. And
like a river raging strong in the wind I'm facing, chasing dreams and racing father time. Deep like the grandest canyon, wild like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
Roughly 9 p.m. President Obama mentions the Libya attack, but spends most of his time campaigning.
Now, because Nevada is a battleground state, you are aware that we've got an election going on.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on.
States government regard what happened in Benghazi as an act of terror?
Again, I'm not going to put labels on this until we have a complete investigation, okay?
So you don't regard it as an act of terrorism?
I don't think we know enough.
And welcome aboard the program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-79er. Make it official. 78. You know it as well as I do. As long as there is one liberal, that's all it takes, just one. Just one of them filthy little bastards to be on planet Earth and everything is screwed up. Well, tonight's no exception, just the way it is. Tomorrow night's not going to be any different. Not going to be any different. So what do? Just go back to the couch, huh? Turn on your Kim Kardashian show. choke down another bag of Cheetos because tomorrow night's just going to be the same. Oh, well. Nothing I can do. Well, yeah. Yeah, there is something you can do. Stop tolerating it. Knock it off. Well, there's only one way to combat that. You must lift your jib and get your freedom shepherded away. Well, I don't know what the hell happened with that sound, but we're going to turn that up so that won't ever happen again. I don't know what the hell happened last night. I had everything. It worked, and then it didn't, and then it kept cutting me off, this direct dial-in, which, you know, I've been meaning to praise Blog Talk Radio for getting it, because it's nice. You only have to sign in once, and that's it, but I didn't expect it to cut me off, and then it cut me off again the last time, and then it wouldn't let me on. So anyway, we watched the speech. I quickly, you know, had it on the radio, and so I heard most of it. And, you know, and it's just the same blah, 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 asking for nothing but money. And that's it. All he wants is $4 billion now. $4 billion, $5 billion, whatever. Whatever it takes. What was that, Mr. Mom? In there, you know? What is that? 23, whatever it takes. Whatever the hell the line was. I know I probably didn't get it right, but I'm close. All that matters. We got Common Core now. So it doesn't matter if you're absolutely correct or not, especially in mathematics. As long as you're close and you've got a good reason of why you got the answer wrong. Well, then you get it right. Well, Jiminy Christmas. I got all kinds of explanations why I get wrong answers. I must be a friggin' genius. This planet. I got some stories tonight. I don't know if I'll ever get to it. But if I do, just rest assured I've got them. But anyway, with that weak horn, we're going to replay that horn. We're going to get it up here a little bit. I mean, how in the hell are we going to fight for freedom? This is our battle cry. This was this weak little horn. We're going, we're you know, general quarters here. Let's hear a horn. Oh, come on. Oh, with that. Turn the volume up. Let's hear it. Come on, let's hear a real horn here. Come on, let's do it again. All right, there we go. That works. We don't want to get too loud and start blasting out speakers and ears and God only knows, but at least it's up there a little bit. Let's turn it up again. Let's see what the hell this one sounds like. Let's hear it. Play that one. There we go. Now that's what we're talking about. It's not too loud where it's killing you, but it's loud enough to let you know, hey, it's time to go to war. Time to go to battle. Let's go. Well, now we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right. Now, again, I'm a maniac with this stuff, and I really don't care. Michelle and Isaiah Ryder, they're just one out of thousands. I don't know a bunch of other names, but I do know them. You don't need to know their names. You just need to know that they exist, and you need to stop tolerating it. Go to a council meeting. Go to these homes. Find stuff out. Research stuff. Read stuff. Ask questions at meetings and stuff like that. Get a hold of somebody. Do something. Whatever you can do, it doesn't matter. Look, if you can just do something that's itty-bitty like that, okay. I understand. Okay, fine. That itty-bitty can add up into something, you know, like a little bit. And little bits add up to big bits. And big bits add up to hoo-hoo. God, I mean, we can, you know, use your imagination. You can get as, you know, you can get the bit as big as you can get it. Well, that's what's happening. And that's what we got to stop. Well, Michelle and Isaiah Ryder, they both need your help. Isaiah needs to get the hell out of there. 16-year-old kid being thrown into, he's not used to, you know, inner city Chicago. He's from, you know, suburban and, you know, Kansas City. You know, I mean, you know, everybody's got a front yard, white picket fence, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying there isn't, you know, your occasional thief. I'm not saying this kid's a perfect little angel, but, he, you know, he's not into that. Not walking around with guns. He doesn't know what the hell. I mean, come on. I wouldn't want to be there. I wouldn't want to live there. I mean, think about it. How would you want to live there? How would you want to live in one of the inner cities in Chicago? Think about it. Oh, yeah, it's real horrible on the news. Talk about it with your friends, but then think about it. There are people who have to live there that don't belong there. They're not that kind. I'm not saying that, you know, that kind. What I'm saying is there, you know, certain people, street people are different than, let's say, country folk. You know what I mean? I mean, there is a difference. Say whatever the hell you want to, but there is a difference. Now, in the area that I grew up, no. I didn't experience any of that. If I had got into, you know, from at 16, from where I grew up, then had to be thrown into an area like Chicago, there's no way in hell I would have made it. So, I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't have made it. But what I'm saying is it would have been awful. It would have been, I mean, just think about it. Put yourself in that situation. Well, that's what he's going through. Just think about it if that was your son. That's what Michelle's going through. Or just say it's your daughter if you don't have a son. Or anybody. Your mother, your grandmother. Anybody. Doesn't matter. Your cousin. You know, anybody. Doesn't matter. Your neighbor. Doesn't matter. People. That's all that matters. That's what's missing in all of these arguments and all of these speeches and all of these excuses and all of these statements and all of this blah, 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 blah. Forget about the people. Nobody seems to think about the people. Except for themselves, if they consider themselves. Nobody thinks about the people. This is a human element. I mean, this kid is not a chance for you to get a bigger home or a second home or, another boat, bigger car, bigger swimming pool. That's not what they're there for. And your job as a psychiatrist isn't to immediately diagnose people as they must be removed. Just because you're not, labeling all these people as crazy doesn't mean that you're not doing your job. If people need to be removed from, from their parents, okay. But just because she, argued with the medical care because, you couldn't figure out what the hell it was and you came out and you told her, you lifted your arms up and said, hey. We have no idea what the hell. So you say, okay, I'm going to take my business down the road. Wouldn't you? I would. Well, if you can't figure it out, well, I'm going to go to somebody who might. Maybe they can't figure it out too. Okay, fine. Then I'll go to the next dumb bastard down the road until I can find somebody that can figure it out. Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, if it was a corporation and your machine, that kept your business running, if that broke down and you went to one, fixer-upper place, they came in, couldn't figure it out, well, you fire them bastards and you get someone else. They couldn't do it, you get someone else. But I guess, kids are not worth very much. Unless you get a whole bunch of them together. Those little bits, you get these little bonuses and, the foster parents, they don't seem to mind because they get more money. I mean, that's what this is all about. It's about just making money. When they're forgetting the fact that they got to start taking care of kids. Well, I don't care even if they live in the inner city. If you're going to put these kids in a foster home that the state is supposed to be in charge of, the wards of the state. I don't like that term. It makes me sick. A ward. Screw you with that ward. No, you're not owned. I mean, didn't we get rid of slavery? Is that the 13th Amendment? Somewhere in there. It's an 8th Amendment, I know that. pretty sure we got rid of slavery. I don't need to go check my Constitution. I'm going to go ahead and put all my ducats down right there that it says it in the Constitution that we ended slavery. Well, I guess we didn't. What the hell is this? The people are making money off of it. They don't even have to whip them. I'm sorry, but these are crimes against humanity. If the parent and the child needed to be separated, say the parent was, I don't know, say mama was a filthy crack whore, she's into all kinds of drugs and, prostituting herself, and she's out all night, forget to feed the kid, forget to, barely remember his name, and she's out doing this, robbing liquor stores to, buy more drugs, do more tricks to buy more drugs. Okay. I think most people with half a little bit of common sense in them would say, okay, mama and child need to be separated. So you don't kid and you put them in you put them in an environment. If the state is going to own them, if you will, you're going to be their, they're your little ones. Well, then you take care of them. And you make sure they're in an environment. You may have to bus them somewhere. Okay, fine. But you don't put them in an environment, in a combat zone, for God's sakes. I just don't understand people. All for money. All for money. Money, 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 money. Okay, fine. We all need money. We all like to make a lot of money. But when you're using people, and people have been using people for money forever. As long as there's been people, people have been using people. Why? I don't know. I don't get it. That's why I don't believe. I'm a different animal. I know I might have a little bit of human in me. But I got something else in me, too. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know what kind of creature it is, but it ain't human. Somehow, some way, in the evolution of man and blah, 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 there's a species out there that somehow got in the mix. God only knows what the hell it was. Well, I got that gene. It finally took a couple of million years late, and there it is. So whatever the hell it is, I've got it. That's why I don't understand human beings at all. I don't understand you people. I don't get them. Makes no damn sense to me at all. But anyway, bringisaiahhome.org. Not com, but org. They always screw you up when they do those damn orgs. God almighty, the orgs. I like going on PBS and different stuff, and I keep forgetting, friggin' org. And it brings up some other kind of stupid website, and you're thinking, what the hell? Oh, yeah, stupid org and .gov and all this crap, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm just old-fashioned. You know what I mean? I'm just a cantankerous old bastard half the damn time. That's just the way it is. I can't help myself. I didn't invent me. Nothing I can do about it. Anyway, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here tonight. What the hell have we learned since 9/11? Think about it. I think, most people, you have a little something upstairs. You know what you learn, but our government, I'm not sure if they've learned at all. I think they're making the damn problem worse. That's just my opinion. And I think we've been making it worse, since the beginning. But I do know what I have learned. And what I have learned is jihad is here. It is here in America. They were here on 9/11. That's how they, well, that's how they perpetrated the crime. Hello? How do you think they boarded these airlines? Well, they were here. Well, they've been here. And they're still here. They're still here. And you know what really pisses me off? And see, we were, and I knew it. I knew it. He's on there with that Chuck Todd on, you know, NBC. Replaces old, what the hell's his name? I never liked him anyway. Whatever the hell with Gregory. David Gregory. I never liked him. He was a smart ass. Ah, I mean, Chuck Todd, whatever. He's still a lib. But, I mean, you know, he seems like an affable, you know, young fella. I'm sure he's probably a pretty cool dude. I'd share a beer with him. Why not? But nothing in that speech last night. Nothing. Not a single nothing covered the threat at home, which is exactly why he said he was going to be doing this speech. And Chuck Todd asked him. And you know it did because I played it on here. I'm not going to play it again because I don't want to listen to this guy's voice. I'm going to have to play it again. I don't know. Guy irritates me. But nothing in that speech addressed the threat at home. They're here. We've got to stop tolerating. I mean, people get offended by bacon. Bacon signs up there in, what is it, Wisnooki or Winooski, Vermont? Boy, I tell you, I put that thing on YouTube, and they, oh, man, there was a woman on from Vermont. She did not take too kindly to what I said. She missed the point. She thought I was talking about Vermonters. Well, I was making fun of Vermonters because, well, they keep voting in nothing but socialists. So I'm sorry. You only got one representative, and you got two senators. All three of them are socialists. One of them comes right out and tells you, yep, I'm a socialist. That stupid Bernie Sanders. And that other nitwit, what the hell is it, Leahy? And then your representative, whatever the hell his name is, I can't remember his name. He's a dart ass like the rest of them. Well, she didn't like the fact. She missed the whole point. She missed the entire point. Obviously a liberal. When has a liberal ever gotten the point? When? They don't do points. There are no points. Not in liberal land. Well, jihad is here. That's what I learned. We need to concentrate more on the threat right here at home. We have a big threat right here at home. If we're going to tolerate people getting their little panties in a bunch over a frickin' a slowdown for bacon sign, sneakers, that's what it was, sneakers bistro, slowdown for sneakers bacon. Well, if we're going to tolerate that, what does that say about us? And that was my point. I mean, you're like a little coward. I mean, if you're going to be doing that, I mean, my God. He didn't want to create a ruckus. How are you creating a ruckus? How are you creating? You're not creating the ruckus. There's going to be any ruckus. They're going to create it. I mean, what the? No. Well, we've got a lot of this where people, you can't fly the American flag now. That might offend a jihadi. But they can fly their little black Al-Qaeda or what ISIS, whatever that flag is. It's got their, you know, their lettering on it. When I was over there, I learned the numbers. I still remember a lot of them. But I couldn't figure out the letters. I tried, but I couldn't do it. I suppose if I gave it that real, you know, college try and really sat down and knuckled down, you know, and applied myself, yeah. But did I know? I was, you know, too busy doing other stuff. But I did learn the numbers. But nothing in that speech last night had anything that he's talked about. We know Chuck Todd asked him, what are you going to tell the American people? What are you going to ask the American people? Oh, I'm going to tell the American people this threat. Yeah, we know there's a threat. The problem is we don't know if you know it. We know there's a threat. We know there's a threat right here at home. We want you to do something right here at home. First thing that we would like you to do is to close the border here for a little while so we can figure out who the hell's here and who the hell ain't. And those that ain't supposed to be, they need to go. They need to go. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, but we do have Al-Qaeda. They don't need to have an open border. They come over here legally, and we allow them. Every one of those hijackers, yeah, they got over here legally, but they all had their visas, you know, not all of them, but you know, there was a good portion of them that had their visas expired. Okay. Well, isn't that supposed to be ICE's job, or isn't there somebody that, you know, okay, well, their visa expired and it shows up on the computer, hey. Ahmed Hukabuka, well, his visa expired. We need to go get somebody, find out where this bastard is, find out what the hell he's doing. Why did he, you know, what's going on? And if he's going to give us some, you know, give us some trouble, we're going to send him back home. I mean, that's what I thought we did. Maybe we don't. But why wasn't that done? Well, we don't want to offend. Don't want to offend. Don't want to offend. We're not on offense. We're on defense here, idiot. We're trying to defend, not offend. And stupid comments like that, that is offensive. But, I mean, I thought that's what his speech was supposed to be about, was covering the threat. But he's going to go over there. He's got to bomb Syria. He has got it in his mind to get rid of that Assad. Now, why is that? Now, I mean, you've got, look, the people that want to take him over, who are they? Well, they are you can call them a jihad, you can call them a terrorist organization, you can label them whatever label that you want. But if they do take over, don't think for one second that ISIS can't just simply come on over there and just, you know, reap the rewards and just feast upon it. That's what big giant bears do in the woods. They get the other male bears to go out there and get themselves a fish. And the big old bear goes up there and he steals it from the little guy. That's my fish now. It's mine. And I'm going to eat it. Well, that's what's happening here. Look, ISIS is going to keep going. They're going to keep getting bigger, bigger, bigger. They're not going to get smaller. You can give all the speeches you want to there, Mr. Obama. Or is it Satoru? I wonder what name he's going by these days. I don't care what the hell your name is. I mean, foreign policy does not come through a teleprompter. I mean, I'm sorry, but what was this speech supposed to be about? I mean, am I supposed to be, you know, I mean, what? He's got all these big plans. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. I mean, look, when all the presidents, when they did these speeches, and look at Bush and Reagan and all that, they come out and they said, yeah, okay, the United States is right now bombing such and such, and we're doing this, and blah, 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 blah. They don't go out here and give a speech and announce, well, we're going to sanction this. We're going to do humanitarian aid. But what he's doing is he's just basically, he's arming the Syrian rebels, who are, say whatever you want, but they are working with ISIS. They are friends. They are all buddies, and ISIS is good. Once these fighters take over, if they were just say, for example, that these we arm these rebels, these moderates, what they call vetted moderates. What the hell is that? vetted. Yeah. John McCain vetted them. Oh, yeah, they were my friends. I've met them. They're moderate. I mean, what does that even mean? Moderate. What the hell is a moderate terrorist? They just shoot you? They don't cut your head off? What the hell is a moderate terrorist? What does that mean? I still don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. Moderate which way? And what do you mean moderate? I mean, a little bit of this, a little bit. I mean, what does that mean? We don't give these people arms. We don't. No, I'm sorry, but we can give them bullets, but we don't give them arms. And we give them bullets right between the eyes. But we're arming the very people Obama wants Assad gone. Why? I don't know. There's something there. Why these jihadi groups, why they don't like Assad, I don't know. I thought all those people, they liked him. You know, he's a dictator, and they got to do whatever they wanted. I don't know why they don't like him. I guess he's not Muslim enough. Maybe because he speaks with a lisp. I don't know, but they don't like him, and neither does Obama. Well, I don't particularly care for the guy either, but, you know, I mean, look, if we're going to be starting picking our, you know, our wars and our battles, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can go on. I mean, you could armchair general, you know, forever. But obviously the things that we've been doing, especially as of late, but I'm talking, you know, broader for a long time, but especially as of late, haven't been working. So if they're not working, why do we keep doing more of it? This is what I don't understand about government. You know something doesn't work. You know it doesn't work. It's been proven it doesn't work. But because you want it to work, you keep doing it regardless. It's got to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. But it never does. And it never will because it's designed to fail. Obamacare. When was the last time you heard a story about Obamacare? How many people signed up now? How many people got Obamacare? How many people got health care? How many people got their, you know, accounts hacked. Every time we got something working and things are going fine, the government has to swoop in and screw it up. For why? Well, because that's our job. We got to do things. Well, no. You don't have to do things. You know, we're your boss. We vote you in. Guess what? We're voting your office out where nobody's going to have your job. There's no reason to have your job. But anyway, nothing about the speech in the homeland. Nothing. Nothing about the threat here at home. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing about the threat. And nothing really about the threat over there. I mean, he talked, well, they're not real Islam. They're, you know, nobody does that. He's trying to act, you know, big and tough. They don't care what you say, Mr. Obama. You think you're speaking to them. You're not. They're speaking to you. And what was he even, I mean, why does he need to go to Congress to, I mean, for doing the same stuff, and he even admitted, we're doing the same stuff we've been doing over there in Somalia and wherever in the hell, which those places haven't really worked. So, I mean, doesn't anybody vet his teleprompter? Find out what the hell's in it before he goes out there and makes a complete buffoon of himself? You know, he doesn't give a damn. He's just out there reading. Well, there was a picture. I seen it on... it's just the way it is. There's a picture on the internet of Obama speaking, you know, last night. And the way the drapes are and the way his head is, it looks like there's two horns sticking on the top of his head. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny, but... I mean, whatever. You know, it's nothing to get yourself, you know, all gooey over or anything. No need to set yourself on fire, but who are we helping over there? Who are we fighting? Obama wants Assad. That's what this is really all about. For whatever reason, Obama wants Assad. I want to know why. There's got to be a connection somewhere. Did Assad do something to Obama's, I guess, his Muslim tribe or wherever he actually came from? I mean, does he have some kind of connection with some kind of organization, friends, you know, that Assad did something to? I mean, what is that against Assad? I mean, is Assad Obama's, I mean, Osama, I mean, Assad, good God, can you speak? Assad to Obama like Bush's, both daddy and junior with Saddam Hussein. That's what I'm trying to get out, but I can't speak tonight. But anyway, this speech, I mean, yes, he did say some good stuff. But this good stuff is just, I mean, it's just that you know there's no way to back it up. Well, I mean, what? I mean, anybody can come out and, you know, and put somebody down. Well, that's not real Islam. You're not this. You're not that. You're weak. You're JV. You know, and act, you know, big and tough. Well, I don't want to hear a speech. I'm going to see some action. I don't want to hear a speech. I don't want any more speeches. I want to see something. I want to see results. I want to see action, and I want to see results. I want to see it. Don't tell me you did it. You're going to have to show it to me. Prove it to me. I mean, this plan that he's got, this 4-point plan, all these points. I mean, was somebody working with, you know, Microsoft? Was it the dude that came up with this? This sounds like a dude thing, doesn't it? I mean, the dude, he's the one who came up with that video idea with YouTube. You know he did. You probably watched the movie. You liked it. But this 4-point plan, first of all, I think, me myself, a little too little and a little too late. Expanding airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. Okay. But it depends on if you're going to hit a target or just a bunch of sand. Supporting Syrian rebels and Iraqi security forces. Now, the Syrian rebels are working with ISIS. And they'll come out and they'll tell you. These people are not moderate. These weapons, anything that we give these weapons, is only going to go into the hands of ISIS. They're doing for 1 second that ISIS isn't going to seize upon that. If we are not arming the rebels, and we need to get the fools that are fighting ISIS. That's the threat here, Mr. Obama. That's the threat here. Yes, the Iraqi security forces, they're fighting ISIS. But the Syrian rebels are fighting Assad. Assad's not the problem. He says he's going to prevent ISIS attacks by ramping up intelligence efforts. Now, what the hell does that mean? Seriously, what does that mean? Intelligence efforts, ramping them up, and working with allies. That's calling up people that, you know, used to be our friends, and then asking them, and they say no. Is that what you mean? By working with your allies? We don't have any more allies. You've urinated over all of them. Ramping up intelligence efforts. Well, I hate to, criticize our intelligence. I mean, we've got good intelligence, but the problem is what do we do with it? So are we going to give them the real intelligence or the cycled through and distilled and distorted and warped intelligence? Yeah, a lot of good that'll do. I mean, I just don't trust this administration. Who's going to solve this problem? I do not trust this administration with this ISIS problem at all. And this is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until he gets finally out of office in a couple of years. Until or unless we can impeach him, which that's my vote. I vote for impeachment. Oh, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, that would be racist. Well, why would it be racist? Because he's the first black president. That second black president, boy, I tell you, you look out. Man, you're going to get it. You're going to get it, son. Sorry. The counterterrorism campaign will be waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out ISIL wherever they exist. I mean, what is this, a 1950s, TV Western? Oh, wherever they exist, we'll find them. Oh, Barack, my hero. I mean, using our air power and our support for partner forces on the ground, quote unquote, that was the... Which means really nothing. We'll drop a couple of bombs. Yeah, that's okay, that's hard. We need a lot of bombs. If we can find them, which I think it's pretty easy that we can fly something up there and search around and take a picture of the bastards and figure out where they are. Okay, good. Now we figured out where they are. Okay, let's send a couple of planes out there, drop a few bombs. Go eat lunch. I mean, let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it. That's my point. If we're going to do it, let's do it. If we're going to end the war... We're going to fight a war to end a war. Well, then we got to fight the war. Otherwise, we're never going to end it. And if we're going to fight it, damn it, let's fight it. Look what we accomplished in World War II. That war was only, we were only in the war, what, 3 years? Little over 3 years. Look what we did to Germany. Conquered them. Italy, there's a lot of Japan. Their ass. We did all that in 3 years. Look how long we've been over there since 9/11. Today is 9/11. 13 years ago. We're still fighting these bastards. Well, because we're allowing them to grow. This is what happens with weeds. You know, okay, fine, you pick a couple of them out. But unless you get rid of all of them, they're going to keep growing. You got to get them by the roots. And they're weeds. Obama called them a cancer. Well, you can call it whatever you want to call it. Doesn't really matter, but they do have to go. It's time. I think it's time. I think it's past the time. We should have learned at 9/11, hey, man, we got people here. We need to do what we can do. Well, we can't do that. That's discrimination. That's discrimination. No, it's not discrimination. I understand you can't target every single Muslim. Nobody is saying that. But if you know that these bastards are things, you hear them say things, and you know who they are, yeah, you got to do something about them. You got to send them home, deport them. You can't keep them here. We can't have those kinds of people here. We can't have people in this country that don't like this country that want to harm this country. Doesn't it say that in the preamble of the Constitution? Provide for the common defense. Doesn't it say that? Pretty sure it does. Pretty sure it does. I was on Jeopardy right now, and that was the question I got. Double Jeopardy? Oh, yeah, I'd win. I'd go home a millionaire. One show. It's in there. But this president, being a, constitutional scholar, and he was head of the Harvard Law Review. He was the president or something? President of the Harvard Law Review? What is that? Some stupid little college newspaper? All right, maybe you got a couple of kids that can, write some good articles. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, that's fine. But what did he do, actually? He himself, what did he do? Show up for a meeting? And do what? What did he do? Well, I don't know. We know he was not a professor. He was a guest speaker that rarely showed up. That's the, that's the scuttlebutt I got. Unless maybe it was wrong. But, my sources tell me that, he a lot of times didn't even show up. Of course, when he did, he probably babbled. He doesn't know the law. And what would he talk about? I don't find this man to be that good of an orator. That's not an orator. That's a stutterer. Shut up. Well, then he compared his 4-point counterterrorism strategy. He doesn't have a strategy. He has no idea. He has no idea. He can't do the work. All he can do is give a speech. He can't do the work. He's supposed to have all these other people do all this stuff for him. That's why he's got Valerie Goebbels. She answers all these questions. She does all this stuff. That's her job. Her and the dude. Valerie and the dude. Sounds like a bad comedy movie, doesn't it? Some kind of B movie, B comedy. Valerie and the dude. That might be kind of funny. Well, his 4-point counterterrorism strategy, he compared that to the Al-Shabaab in Somalia and the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen. They're terrorists. They're jihads. They are basically cousins and, they like each other. And it's only a matter of time before ISIS swoops in and they just merge. ISIS is taking everybody. Everybody's going to ISIS now. ISIS is the big thing. That's the place you want to be. That's the place you want to be. People are going everywhere. I mean, they're coming from everywhere. All over the world. Their army's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. They're picking up more terrorist organizations along the way. And what are we doing? Well, we're going to lead from behind. To do what? Well, we haven't figured that out yet. I need Congress's approval. Yeah, but don't you have a magic pen? Don't you come out and say all the time that you don't need Congress? You can go do whatever you want. Don't you say that all the time? Well, yeah, but, according to the Constitution. What do you mean, according to the Constitution? There is no according to the Constitution. Ugh. Constitution. This guy has no idea what the hell the Constitution is. Other than a hateful, racist, pathetic document that gives freedom to everybody. Ugh. Taking out terrorists who threaten us while supporting partners on the front lines is one that we have successfully pursued in Yemen and Somalia for years. Really? What happened to that, that hashtag foreign policy that your wife had, bring back our girls? Wasn't that in Somalia? The Boko Haram? Which are buddies with the Al-Qaeda? Oh, they're buddies. Oh, yeah, they're buddies. Oh, yeah. They're old friends. They're old pals. They're all going to be just big one. This caliphate is real. I'm sorry. I mean, you can shun it away all you want to. But this caliphate is real. And they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's going to get to the point where we may not be able to knock them down. Just because we're America, we got the American might. Well, we don't have the American military anymore. You got rid of it. So what the hell is he even talking about? Yemen is... They, evidently, they've got a big base there. It's like the main base. They got one of their headquarters there for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Somalia is home for a militant group, Al-Shabaab. They're all the same, these people. They attacked Kenya's Westgate Mall last year. These aren't moderates, and you really did nothing to stop them. There's terrorism all over Africa, all over the Middle East. We're never going to be able to stop it all. But ISIS, jihad, is not only a threat over there, but they are a threat over here. And the reason why they're a threat is because part of their, their makeup, their reason, why they are together is to kill, the infidel. You, me, us, America. So, yeah, they're the enemy. Yeah, they're a threat. Sorry, but just the way it is. This president is afraid to come out and say that. He did say the T word, though, last night. Terrorist word. He said that word. But that's only in a speech. He can do that. He's trying to appease to the right. So that way they can't say, he never said terrorist. That's what it's all about with him. He still has yet to say Benghazi was a terrorist attack. They still won't. Nobody in the administration. For what? You don't need... this is childish. First of all, if somebody attacks your embassy, rapes your ambassador with a cattle prod, burns him, kills three other people, and God knows how many were really injured and really killed, but there was a lot. I mean, whatever. I'm going to go off and on all damn night, so I'm going to try to focus here. But, I mean, how do you not know that that's a terrorist attack? This is what just really drives me insane. My mind cannot process this. This is why I think I've got to have some other kind of animal in me. How can you not know that that's a terrorist attack? Why would you not want to say that? So by you working in the administration, don't say the word Benghazi is a terrorist attack, or words that Benghazi is a terrorist attack. Well, then it isn't. And I'm supposed to feel safe and comfortable. Well, there wasn't a terrorist attack. Yeah, but a whole bunch of people died and got really seriously injured. Yeah, but still, it wasn't a terrorist attack. Oh, no, it's just a, you know, it was a video, just boys being boys. So they got a little rowdy. You know, they set up a fire. You know, they wanted a barbecue. They had a goat. It was already raped up, ready to eat. Had to do something with it. You know, it happens. You know, it's a dangerous part of the world. What are you going to do? I mean, come on. Of course it's a terrorist attack. I don't like being talked down to and lied like that to my face. That's offensive to me. When they got these spokespeople, the State Department and the White House, all of them. Well, these groups aren't going away. They got other suicide attacks earlier just this week. I'm surprised I didn't hear about anything, you know, 9/11, you know, an anniversary. They do like anniversaries. But maybe because everybody was talking about it is why they didn't do it. And they're going to wait till you're not talking about it. And that's when they're going to do it. And that's the point. That's terrorism. Wait till they're not looking. And as soon as they ain't looking, that's when you get them. Well, why aren't we looking? What did we learn from 9/11? I understand you can't be targeting everybody and you don't want to be offensive. I understand racial profiling. Okay, fine. I get it. But look, these people are a real threat here in our country. It's not every single one of them, but we do know a lot of them. And if we do find out that they are, yeah, I'm sorry, but they're going to have to be deported. And if they're really, really, really bad, well, they go to jail or, you know, take a slow boat to China. Whatever. But we've got to do something with the border as well. We cannot be allowing these people. We've got these Mexican gangs. We've got the Central American gangs there in El Salvador. What is that, the MS-16 or MS-13? Whatever. Whatever number it is, I don't know. The MS-42, I don't know. It doesn't really matter what their name is. Okay, they're like an Al-Qaeda. They're like an ISIS. They don't care who they kill. They're, you know, you're not, you know, providing them any kind of service and they don't like you for whatever reason, well, you got to be murdered. And they do it in very gruesome ways, just as ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the rest of them. They burn people alive. They behead them. They crucify them. They hang them. They torture the shit out of them. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter what you're doing it for and what your name is. It's the act. I mean, I don't care if you're doing it for love or doing it for hate or doing it for God or doing it for this or doing it for that. I don't care what you're doing it for. The fact is you're doing it. And that's what's missing in these discussions. We don't hear it. It's the act. I don't care where it comes from. Al-Qaeda, MS-13, or whatever number it is. Any of these Mexican drug cartels, I don't care where it is. It doesn't matter if it's right here in the United States, homegrown Americans. That doesn't matter. But we do have a threat. ISIS is a world threat. Well, we've got to protect our homeland. We didn't hear one stinking word Not one word in that speech did I hear about America's, the homeland, the threat of ISIS in the homeland. I know I don't want, you got to be careful. You can't come out there and tell me, it's immediate. The Martians are coming and everybody's going to be, sucked up into the spaceship and we're all going to die. I'm not saying that. The sky's not falling, but they are a threat. They are. He needs to acknowledge that. I want to hear the president acknowledge that there's a threat, acknowledge that there is terrorism. Why will he not call his friends terrorists? I don't know. Why does nobody, nobody in this administration, they are so afraid to use that T word and call these people who and what they really are. And what are we going to do? Well, we're going to, keep bombing the, bombing the desert. Who are we bombing? Why are we bombing? When? What? If we're going to end this, let's do it. If we're going to do it, let's do it. Let's go all in, man. Let's go all in to get all out. That's how we have to do it. We are all hands on deck. All in. A full friggin' blitz, man. A blitz. An air campaign, shock and awe. Please. Please. Okay, that's bombing practice. That's what I'm talking about. Shock and awe. That's bombing practice. That's what you do to warm up before you do what needs to be done. Bomb the liver. Just bomb, 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 bomb. Wait a little bit till they come out. Then you bomb again. Wait a little bit till they come out. Eventually they got to come out. They got to get some air. They come out, boom, you hit them again. And you keep doing that, till there's nothing. Then you bring the ground troops in. Anybody's left over? Well, they got to go. You put an end to it. We're going to do it. Let's do it. And let's start increasing our military. We should be double the size of what we are now. I still can't stop bitching about that. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I don't feel all that secure. I don't feel all that safe with this man as a president. I really don't. Now, who's going to be the next president? I don't know. Is it going to be Romney? Is it going to be, Perry? I'm not real interested in Chris Christie, I can tell you that. I'm really not. I just want somebody who understands, first of all, understands the Constitution. Understands the position of the president. The position, understands the job, the position, and takes it seriously. I think I would get that. I believe the American people would get that from a Mitt Romney. We would get that from a Rick Perry. Now, some of the decisions that they make, okay, you're a president. Automatically, you're going to make bonehead decisions. Okay, you're a human. You're going to do it. But it's the amount and how many and when do you ever learn from your bonehead mistakes? What are you going to do? I think we would get, we need to be responsible. And right now, America hasn't been responsible. And we haven't been responsible in a long time. And we're paying for it, but we don't want to be responsible. That's why we're leading from behind. Well, it's okay to be responsible. I'm sorry, but it is. It's okay to be the superpower. This whole thing should have been over with a long time ago. All this stuff. But people figure out a way to make a lot of money. And you got politicians involved in making war. You don't design war plans. You let the military do that. I understand the president, needs to know where he's sending his troops. He needs to go over this stuff. Yes. And if he may have a question and say, no, I want to bring the troops in from over there.
in the military will say, well, yeah, we can do that, or, well, no, we can't do that because they've got this, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. But we need to get the politicians out of creating war plans and what to do. Stay the hell out of it. The military is not there to do the politicians' bidding so they can benefit. And that's what that seems to be the problem with the handling of the military from our government. They want to use the military for their own little bidding, to do their own little, you know, their own little dirty work, so they can benefit, so they can make more money, get more power. Well, we got to start thinking about America as a whole, as a country, as a one. We got to stop allowing people coming across the border. Fine. We understand there's a lot of people want to come over here. They're in bad places, and they, you know, they're desperate, and they got, you know, nothing else that they can do, and they, you know, they want to live a life. We get that. I understand that. Those aren't the people that are really the problem here. But everybody's got to link them on there because they don't want to talk about the bad people. You can't, if you talk about one bad person, well, then that means everybody who is in the same, I guess, color category is exactly like them. Wouldn't that just, that argument is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. There are criminals coming over here. They're criminals in their own country, and that's why they're coming over here. They want to expand their criminal enterprise right here in America. And this administration wants to grant them amnesty, but he's not going to do it now, because if he does it now, then he won't win, you know, Democrats won't win the election, because they'll look at it, you know, and they'll go, wow, they granted amnesty? Oh, no way, I'm not going to vote for that Democrat. So he'll wait till after the election, and then he'll pull out his little magic pen and grant amnesty. But people are up in arms because now they're going to have to wait. And they don't want to wait. And they don't understand why the president, he's got his magic pen, why he can't just, you know, wave it and get it done. Well, because there's elections. That's the only time a politician makes a decision is around election time. And we keep voting these bastards in. For what? Why? I don't know. I don't know. Who the hell knows? But Somalia and what the hell's the other name of that country there? Somalia and what the hell we're talking about them now here? Well, it doesn't really matter. Yemen, whatever. Both of them. There's going to be terrorism in those countries. They're terrorizing their own country. ISIS is terrorizing the world. I understand. Yeah, they're all friends, and they do this and they do that. But if we got to destroy the big one, we got to destroy the mothership. We got to destroy the Bismarck. If we want to win the damn war, we're going to have to destroy the Bismarck, and ISIS is the Bismarck. They have got to be wiped out completely. But what are we doing? Well, he'll give another speech. He'll go to Congress. And now Congress are all going to give up, you know, give their speeches. Which, I mean, this is just ridiculous. And then they're going to vote. And then they give him authorization to do, I don't know. Humanitarian aid, he needs Congress approval for that. I mean, I know, okay, he's going to ramp up his bombing, you know, campaign, but I'll see it when I believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. I want to see it. I mean, you're going to come out here and you're going to make a speech. You're going to tell us all these great and wonderful things. Okay, well, then back it up. Back it up or shut it up. And it's not going to happen. ISIS is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You think that do you really think ISIS was, you know, shaking in their little sandals now because of that speech? Do you? You really think, you know, they're scared now? You've got more people signing up for ISIS now. You know damn good and well. Look, I mean, why would you, I guess my point is, why would you give a speech to the American people to tell them that you're going to go to Congress to get approval to do something? Why not wait until you got all the approval, so the enemy doesn't know what the hell you're doing? And you come out and you say, I got approval from Congress, we did this, we did that. The United States is now bombing the living hell out of ISIS, and we're going to keep bombing until there's nothing left of them. That's it. That's your speech. Comes out and tells, you know, tells the enemy, well, we're going to come out, we're going to not do anything. And we're going to support all these other people that are your friends so you can get more weapons. I mean, what the hell are we doing? I mean, this is scary stuff, man. I mean, if the more you really think about it, I mean, this is scary stuff, man. We are literally on the verge, as, what was that, Hank Johnson was worried about Guam tipping over? No, well, let me tell you right now, America is getting ready to capsize and tip over. We're there. We are there. What is he doing? Somebody in Congress, please. The 25th Amendment. Please, read it. Take a look at it. Consider it. But this guy's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. And then who? Biden? Oh, good God. I mean, what do you do? Where do you go? I don't know. I mean, well, this is what we get for falling asleep, number one, which I think we've all learned our lesson that we can't go to sleep anymore. Can't go to sleep. You want freedom? You don't sleep. You can't sleep. You can't blink. Don't even blink. Because you blink, they'll take something away from you just because you blinked. That's fine. We can do that. We don't need any sleep. We don't need to blink. It's our freedom we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about. Well, in interviews with Fox News, Ted Cruz and John McCain pointed to Obama's remarks about Yemen and Somalia in questioning the president's plan. Mr. Cruz said, both are hotbeds of terrorism. Yeah, we've already discussed that. You're right. Our approach has not worked in Yemen and Somalia. Yeah, you're right. They have not worked. And what do? I don't know. There's only one way to end these bastards, and you got to end them. We need a blitz. We need a blitz. We got to go to work. We need to increase our military. That's number one. You want to put people to work? All right. Here's what you do. You know, you government, you love your government programs and putting people to work with taxpayers' money. Well, we got what, 92.5 million people out of work? Okay. I'm sure we can find a few million if we can put them down on the border to stand there and guard it. Just stand there and you guard it. People try to come in, say no. Turn around, go away. We can do that. We can do that. We can let ICE and, you know, the Border Patrol, we can allow them to do their job. And when people, they don't show up to court or their visa runs out, well, we go get them and we send them home. We can do that. We can do that. That would work. That would work for me. Maybe that's why I'm not president. I don't know. Well, now McCain and Lindsey Graham. I mean, I'm just, I'm just done with the McCains and the Lindsey Grahams. And they're just the mealy mouse, wishy-washy. And, McCain, he loves to come out there and pound his chest. It's like, whatever. While both of them are calling for the president to build on his current approach by approving additional special forces and advisors. Well, okay, fine. I can understand that. You do need special forces, and you do, you could probably send in a few advisors, but that's just going to prolong it. I understand special forces. Yeah, they've got certain jobs and certain things that they've got to do. But that's just going to, we're not going to get them. If we're going to get them, we got to get them. And we need to just start attacking until they're done. It's that simple. We've got enough bombs. We can make more bombs. We got 92.5 million people out of work. We can put them to work by making bombs. My grandma was a Rosie the Riveter. My grandpa, he couldn't join the Navy. He wanted to, but he was deaf in one ear. So they wouldn't let him. So he worked on the ships. When they came in after they were banged up and bombed up and blew up into Long Beach, California there. And he repaired them, fixed them up, so they can go back out there and start blowing up German ships, Japanese ships, and anybody else who got in their way. So we can do that. We can do this. Nobody else seems to want to end the war over there with these people. So, fine. Let's show the world real American might. And if we're going to do it, let's do it. But we don't have a military to do it. We got rid of them all. So this war is going to continue. On and on and on and on and on. And for what? Well, a lot of people are making a lot of money. Somebody is. Crap like this don't go on for a long period of time without a lot of people making money. For what? I mean, why? I don't know. Well, politicians need to stay the hell out of it. Let the military plan the war. If it was up to the military, we'd have probably won this damn war a long time ago. They'd have probably done what I'm talking about. Go in and start bombing until there's nothing left. Keep going. Keep bombing. Once you bombed everything and there's nothing left, well, then you bomb the frickin' space where they last once stood. And then you bomb it again. You make damn sure there is nothing left. PJ Media. I'm sure that does not stand for pajamas. Something Journal, whatever the P stands for. I don't know. But I've read these people before. I've always called them PJ Media. But what the P stands for, I don't know. Does it really matter? No, not to me. But as President Obama laid out his strategy. What strategy? As President Obama laid out his strategy last night for dealing with ISIS, or as he calls them, ISIL, there's got to be some kind of connection. There's got to be a reason why he says ISIL. And everybody else says ISIS. Maybe ISIL is a more respectful term, because he likes to show respect for those kinds of people, you know. He likes to bow to Saudi kings, Japanese emperors, you know, he likes to do that. He likes to bow to people. He likes to apologize for, you know, being mighty, being the best. I think the Seattle Seahawks apologized to the Denver Broncos for being the best. Hey, man, we're sorry we won tonight. No. Team has ever apologized for winning. You don't apologize for winning. That's ridiculous. Why do we have to apologize for winning? Oh, because somebody else lost? Yeah. Okay. They lost. Well, they attacked us, so they lost. We stood up and defended ourselves. Oh, but that's racist. I mean, whatever. As President Obama laid out his strategy last night for dealing with ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and his bipartisan leadership in Congress, my ass. And his bipartisan leadership in Congress push to approve as much as $4 billion to arm Syrian rebels, which is, you're arming ISIS. Like, they don't really need any more arms. They're making millions of dollars every day. They've got a cache of weapons. They got everything they need. They don't need another $4 billion worth of arms. They wouldn't mind it. I mean, I'm sure they can find out something to do with those weapons. I'm sure they can, you know, become gainfully employed with those weapons in no time. $4 billion to arm the Syrian rebels. It should be noted that the keystone to his anti-Assad policy, the so-called, what they're calling, the vetted moderate Free Syrian Army. Well, the Free Syrian Army, the rebels. Bull, that John McCain, oh, I've met them. Yeah, they're moderate. And they like me. They're nice people. I've met them. Obama wants to give money to them. Oh, yeah, he wants to give them weapons. He wants to give them everything. Well, they're now admitting that they work with ISIS. They're friends. They're buddies. Probably half of them are probably, you know, they probably got, you know, relatives and, you know. The Islamic State, this caliphate, this is real. And it's getting bigger. And more people are going to it. It's like a big giant magnet. And it's sucking them in. And what are we doing? Well, we're giving speeches. All right, we're going to give them $4 billion worth of weapons. So they can do what? Well, kill more people. And then what? Well, we need more money. We don't have any more money. You spend it all. Well, we're just going to have to raise the taxes. The damn rich, they're going to have to pay their fair share. Ugh. I mean, what the hell are we doing? $4 billion in government ease is nothing. But $4 billion worth of weapons to ISIS can be a lot. On Monday, the Daily Star in Lebanon quoted a FSA, which is the Free Syrian Army Brigade, quoted a Free Syrian Army brigade commander saying that his forces were working with the Islamic State in al-Nusra. Al-Nusra. We've heard of them. They're some bad dudes. which is Al-Qaeda's official Syrian affiliate, both U.S.-designated terrorist organizations, both of them. Both of them. We are collaborating with the Islamic State and Nusra by attacking the Syrian army's gatherings in Qalmon or Qalmoon, whatever. That was said by the commander. We have reached a point where we have to collaborate with anyone against unfairness and injustice. Oh, like cutting people's heads off? Isn't that, I think that would be unfair and unjust. But I mean, you know, that's me. Let's face it, he continues, the Nusra Front is the biggest power present right now. And as a Free Syrian Army would collaborate on any mission they launch as long as it coincides with our values. Well, that's right. Killing the infidel. Killing those that don't believe in the, you know, the super high state of Allah. Or whatever part of the Quran, however you want to interpret it, however you want to believe it. So why the hell are we even going to... We don't arm anybody. We don't, you know, I'm sick and tired of that. I understand sometimes, yeah, you can't get involved and you want to give people, you know, arms, but these people we don't give arms to. You don't give these people arms. I'm sorry, but, I mean, why does our government not see this? How can people like you and me see this stuff, but they can't? How can that possibly be? Why is that? I don't know. I haven't been able to figure it out. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. But yet, here it is. Well, this so-called campaign that he calls, this campaign, whatever he, I guess, I don't know what the hell you call it. I mean, what is he doing? What was up here? Let's read his four-point. Let's see. When the hell was that four-point plan that he was going to do? Airstrikes in Iraq. Support Syrian rebels and Iraqi forces, security forces. Well, what does that mean? Support Syrian rebels and Iraqi security forces. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what that means. That means money. Supporting Syrian rebels and Iraqi security forces. That is politicianese. For we're just going to give them a whole bunch of your money. And they're going to do with whatever they want to with it. More than likely, it's going to go into the hands of ISIS. Don't think for one second that it won't, because it will. They are one and the same. They're not going to need American support to topple Assad. They're just going to do it. Is that what you want, Obama? I mean, is that really what you want? Why do you want to have this Assad gone so bad? What did he do to you? Why do we have all these presidents? You know, I know you don't like a lot of people, but just because you don't like a lot of people doesn't mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think we need to start picking our, you know, our enemies a little better. Understanding the enemy that we have here. Our homeland. We do have enemies here. They're here. Let's spend at least a little bit of time concentrating on that. And if we're going to do an air campaign, a bombing campaign of any kind, well, let's not lead from behind and do a, you know, a bomb here, a bomb there. If we're going to do it, let's do it. Let's end this war. If we're going to fight it, let's fight it. And let's fight it to end it. And I mean fight it. Everybody. Get involved. We're going to do it. And we can do it. But it's going to take everybody. It's going to take the home front. going to take a military. We're going to have to start bringing people back. But Obama wants to get rid of them. Wants to turn them into a civilian police force. So he can go out and formally attack the Tea Party. Throw them in jail. That's all this is about. He could care less about ISIS. As long as they don't attack him. You know, as long as they don't interrupt his golf game. Unbelievable. I don't know what the hell we're doing here. I have no idea. I have no clue. No clue whatsoever. Who are we helping? Well, we're going to be helping the enemy. To do what? Well, to continue to attack America. Whether it's conscious or not, I don't care. I don't care if he's out to purposely get America or not. I mean, I can care less his motive. I can care less his motive, incompetence or otherwise. I don't care. The fact is that America is sinking. And unless we shore up the hull, we're gonna go to the bottom. We can fix it, but we just got to do it. And whether this guy is purposely out to destroy this country or not, I don't care. Whether it's on purpose or just sheer incompetence, the fact is he's doing it, and it must be stopped immediately. I'm out of patience. I'm not waiting around any longer. Screw this waiting around crap. Stop it and stop it now. Of course these people are collaborating with ISIS and al-Nusra. Of course they are. My God, that's how they all came from. You know, they started here, al-Qaeda, and then they branched, you know, the people they branch off over here, they're all buddies. They're all good friends. And it's only a matter of time until we completely wipe out that ISIS, the main one. Is once they take over, boom, it's it. I mean, that they're going to take that entire Middle East. And yeah, Saudi Arabia, you're on their list. Don't think for one second. Egypt too. Then they'll fight. It's going to take ISIS to attack Egypt and or Saudi Arabia before there's a real effort to get rid of them. And that's going to be a bloody war. So what are we doing? I don't know. Not much. Not a whole hell of a lot. Well, there's five things here. Now, this is from the Washington Examiner. There's five things here that could possibly go wrong with this so-called, I guess, plan. This non-strategy plan. Like what he wanted to do in Syria, which was what? To go in and be so just real quiet and just not even know we're there. We just go in and go out. We won't even know nothing. Boom, boom, boom. No boots on the ground. We're not going to turn this into a bush war. No boots on the ground. No boots on the ground. I wish he would stop saying that. No boots on the ground. He just wants to be a president that says he never put any boots on the ground. He was all about peace. He was all about this. He's more concerned about his stupid legacy than he is about saving the country. It's all about him and the Democrats. You know, if he looks good or the Democrats look good, well, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. America, no, we don't worry about if America looks good. Who cares? As long as we look good, that's all that, you know, that's it. But number one, the Iraqi government doesn't get its act together. Well, they haven't yet. They never have. So, yeah. Oh, but he's going to get it done. Oh, I'm confident. Yeah, we got to get Iraqi government in place. And I'm confident we're going to get that done in a week. Yeah, you just, you know, in a week, yeah, just go over there. I'll send John Kerry. He'll go over there. He'll give a speech. And we'll just draft up a government. Boom, it's done. No, it takes a week to set up a government. Ah, no problem. I mean, what is he talking about? Iraqi government was on its way, but we got out and everything just went to... Maybe we never should have gone into Iraq or not. I don't know. You could argue that back and forth forever. But if we're going to go in and do something, we need to finish what we start. That's my point. I'm tired of us going in, doing something, and then, well, we realize we can't fix it, so we leave. And we leave it a mess, and then wonder why it's a mess. Parties start blaming each other. I mean, this is just, this isn't about parties, man. This is real life stuff. This is real death stuff, not life stuff. This is about death. These people are killing people, a lot of people, and they're going to keep killing until they get killed. Number two, the ground war is a dud. Well, that's true. The ground war, I mean, it is kind of a guerrilla war. You never know who they are, but they know who we are because we come in a uniform. So that's why we got to use a bombing campaign, a real bombing campaign. And a big one. A big, big, big one. We know where they are. We find out where they are. As soon as we find out where they are, we start launching bombs. And we find out where more of them are. Launch bombs there. Then we wait till they come out. We see where they are and we bomb them again. And we just keep bombing them. It's okay. Go. Hey, if it takes a week, takes a month, I don't care. But until they're wiped out, we don't stop. 24/7, some place in the Middle East is going to get bombed. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some place in the Middle East is getting bombed. And ISIS members are dying. That's what it takes. But will we do it? I don't know. Not with this president. We really do. This is number three. We really do become the Shiite Air Force. Well, that's more than likely, yeah. It's what it seems like, doesn't it? We're going to be their Air Force. Like Russia is our NASA. We can't even get into space anymore. We need a Russian rocket. I don't trust Russian technology. And why this president did that, it just makes me sick to my stomach. Why he did that. That does not make any sense to me at all, but I mean, none of this stuff does, but anything to just tear down America, Americana. Now, NASA is America. Okay, I'm sorry, but NASA is a big part of America. I mean, you know, watch, you know, a whole bunch of people up in space, you know, the only country that ever had people to walk on the moon. Well, we got to get rid of that organization. We're not going to go to the moon anymore. We're going to go on Russian rockets. Yeah, we can save money there. Then I can give more money to Al-Qaeda. That's all they're doing. They're just diverting money. They're getting rid of the military. Get rid of NASA. Look at all the stuff they're getting rid of. And where is the money going to? Well, it's going to, our enemies. Can you believe this crap? We don't have enough money to pay our military, so we get rid of them. So we can have more money to arm our enemies. This is stuff my brain, it can't process it. None of this stuff makes any sense. But then again, when has reality ever made any sense? We drive away our timid, reluctant allies. That's number four. Well, we've already driven them away. And speaking of which, I got a story in here. Turkey. Turkey said no. Obama asked if he could, where is that in here? He wants to use their Air Force bases. And Turkey said no. Here's a quote. Turkey will not be involved in any armed operation, but will entirely concentrate on humanitarian operations. So Turkey will not allow the United States to use their Air Force bases so they can attack ISIS. But Obama and Turkey, they're buddies. The Turkey main dude, I don't know, he's a prime minister or he's a king or he's a this or he's a that, a president or whatever. Who knows? Who cares? Well, see, you're not allowed to, you know, Muslims aren't allowed to, if they facilitate the United States, then you're going to have ISIS attack them. And they know that. So they're afraid of ISIS. The Taliban didn't like Osama bin Laden. He didn't like the fact that Saudi Arabia allowed, you know, the United States into their country. They didn't like that. Well, this is what's going on with Turkey. Well, Turkey has never, we tried to do it in 2003, I think it was. And they said no. So it's not really, you know, it's not like it's surprising. So why would we even ask? I don't know. But who does he really have, this coalition, and what is he going to do? Who does he really have? I think he's got, what, seven? Bush had what? 40-something, 30-something. He had a lot of countries. Believe it or not, Bush did have a lot of countries. But what has Obama got? Well, I don't know. Number five, the status of forces agreement problems blow up. Well, we were just kind of almost hitting on that. You know damn good and well they're going to blow up. If he does get, you know, a place to use, you know, the bases, you know, that agreement, that's going to go down. That's going to get attacked. I don't trust this president at all. I don't trust this administration to handle this problem at all. And there's not going to, I mean, what is the... I mean, did he even say what his outcome was going to be? Oh, we're just going to systematically, he kept saying, you know, dismantle. What does that mean, dismantle? I mean, dismantle, taking your, you know, your wristwatch, and you pull it apart. Put all the pieces down there, all the gears and everything. That's dismantle. I mean, we're not dismantling anything. We got to kill them. But what did he say the actual end result would be? A real president would say, yeah, we're not going to stop until they're dead. And we are going to kill them. But a real president, first of all, a real leader would have never made that speech last night. A real leader would have already had this already squared away with Congress a long time ago. Well, my personal opinion, well over a year ago. Okay, here it is. This is what we're going to have to do. These people are a big threat. This is the way it is. This is what we're going to do. Boom, 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 boom. We're not going to stop until we're done. Boom. And then you go out and you complete the mission. But nothing, again, I'm still pissed off. Nothing was talked about the actual threat here in the homeland. They keep saying, oh, there's no threat here to the homeland. There's no threat. When the government, this administration, is coming out there and telling you time after time, oh, there's no threat to the homeland, 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 means to me there is a big, huge threat to the homeland. There is a threat to the homeland. Oh, it was a video. It wasn't terrorism. It was a video. It was a video. There's a threat to the homeland, and they know it. But they're not going to tell you there is. which, fine, I don't need to know. Just go out there and put an end to the threat. Well, I don't think they know how. Or they may not even want to. I don't know. Nobody knows. We got the most transparent administration in American political history, so we don't know. Unbelievable. Well, that's about all we got tonight. I'm going to get off early. I'm going to make sure my mom's doing good. I talk to her every day about 4 or 5 times a day. I'm being a pain in the ass, but that's just me. That's part of being a son. When your mom's in the hospital, you got the right to be a pain in the ass. Just like Michelle Ryder, her son was in the hospital. So she has to be, you know, a pain in the ass to make sure that her son gets the best medical care. The doctors can't figure it out at this hospital. I come out, wave their arms up and say, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. No clue what to do. Okay, I'm going to take them down the road. You can't do that. And they remove the parent and child. Well, look, this stuff is real, man. This stuff is real. This does happen. Nobody wants to talk about it until it happens to them. There's so many problems facing this country right now. I know that we can't solve them all immediately. I know that. Even as impatient as I am, I know that I can't have all these problems solved immediately. But we can start solving problems immediately. We can do that. You see something little bitty that you can solve right away? Well, then do it. Don't let it fester. Don't let it grow. Don't let it get out of control like what we did with ISIS. So I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel secure. I don't feel happy. I don't know what to feel. But we've got to do something. This country has got to do something. We have got to take our superpower back. We've got to take that status back. But we're going to need a leader to do it. But we're going to need people to pick the leader, to understand what they want in a leader. That's our job. It's a two-part job. We haven't done our job, so we got to start doing our job. And it's okay to admit that we haven't done our job, which we haven't. We all got something to blame. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, me included. So we admit, okay, fine, we screwed up. Now we're not going to do it again, and we don't. And that's what it takes. I want to thank everybody listening tonight, everybody on their smartphones, everybody's going to download later. Look, if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. I don't care. Tell them to join the fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m., and hopefully if my brother is sober enough to call in, we might get some football picks and get away from all this geopolitical, all this nonsense. It's okay to be American. It's okay to be American, and you can talk about American things. Well, football is American, and we're going to talk about it. We're not going to forget who we are. We are Americans, and that's just the way it is. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8. Goodbye, everybody.